Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi says she's in Minneapolis today and that federal agents have arrested 16 people. In an X thread, Bondi says 16 Minnesota rioters are in custody for allegedly assaulting federal law enforcement. She says she expects more arrests to come and, quote, nothing will stop President Trump and this Department of Justice from enforcing the law, unquote. U.S. Senator Tina Smith spoke on the Senate floor to push for the blocking of new funding for Homeland Security and ICE. Smith says how proud she is of her home state for the way Minnesota have reacted to the chaos from federal agents.
So many people around the country are looking to you, to us, for hope. And you are showing the world how to respond to violence and how to stand up to bullies with strength and with dignity and with peace. You're putting your own safety and your own bodies on the line to protect your neighborhoods and your democracy.
Senator Amy Klobuchar also said she will vote no to the ICE funding bill. Educators from across Minnesota are pleading with ICE to stay out of schools. Superintendent Kent Pickell of Rochester Public Schools says more kids are staying home and not coming to school out of fear.
We see that more than 530 additional students have been absent from our schools every day. Some absences may be due to illness or other factors, but when we look only at absences excused at parent request, the patterns are unmistakable.
Pickell says Rochester has chosen not to offer hybrid or online education. And one day after the attack on U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar during a town hall event, Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty gave an update on the case. She says the investigation continues both locally and federally.
We are working with law enforcement on that, the Minneapolis Police Department. I believe the preliminary reports we have is that what was sprayed on people was not toxic. We are reviewing our charging options, and I'm also hearing that the federal government might charge the man as well.
The man who sprayed the liquid at the congresswoman is currently booked into the Hennepin County Jail and facing a third-degree assault charge. In other headlines, more normal temps are expected to return to Minnesota this weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Struess says warmer air will move in Saturday night with highs in the teens.
Talking more 20s out there into Sunday and into early next week. You know, you're not necessarily thawing out, but, you know, I think a high of 27, for instance, early next week is going to feel quite a bit different than where we have been recently.
Struess says temps statewide have been below normal since last week. A 28-year-old man is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries after being hit by an SUV in central Minnesota. State Patrol says Tyler Schreck of Richmond was hit around 9 p.m. Monday while he was in the roadway at a highway intersection at Staples. Troopers say a westbound Jeep driven by 55-year-old Susan Horstman hit Schreck. Horstman was not hurt. The crash remains under investigation. And Duluth Senator Jen McEwen announced today she's running for re-election. The Democrat will be seeking a third term in the Minnesota Senate. In 2022, she won re-election with 71% of the vote. This is MNN.